CBS presents this program in color.
Bismarck, get out, you stupid dog. Rouse!
Oh, Baroness.
Welcome to Starlight 13.
Oh, Colonel Hogan. You are Colonel Hogan.
I'd be a fool to say no.
Lebeau, we'll get back up and keep a lookout, huh?
Right.
I'm sorry. It is just that I thought I would never feel safe again. Not even for a moment. And for this moment, I thank you.
Our house is your house.
It's fantastic. Oh, I should not have come. All Germany is looking for me.
And they will find me. Very thorough, we Germans.
I've put your work in danger.
Baroness.
Lily. Baroness is behind me.
Lily, I like that. Lily, our job right now is to get you out of Germany.
I will never get out. My picture and description are everywhere.
That's why you're going by plane.
A plane? From England? But where would it land?
We couldn't figure that out, so we're building one.
You are joking.
Care to see our factory?
You are joking.
Even free, it would take months. And you are prisoners.
Fewer distractions.
Baron Hogan. Come along, Klink is looking for you.
Klink, what's he want?
I don't know. It seems urgent.
Terrible timing. Lebeau, see Madame to her quarters, please. I'll make this short.
Colonel, I will be safe here.
Not if I can help it.
I have sent for you because I want to tell you a very funny joke.
You're kidding.
A very funny joke. You'll enjoy it.
Look, Colonel, it's almost 9 o'clock, and chances are I've heard it.
You will sit there and you will enjoy it.
Oh, boy.
It seems there were these two, what you call, racetrack touts. Now, one tout was telling the other about meeting a very rich man at the racetrack who bought him food, drinks, and introduced him to pretty girls.
Yeah.
Now, the tout told him to bet on 8 losers in a row. The next day, the rich man still wanted to meet the tout at the track. Did you meet him, the first tout asked? What do you think the second tout answered?
I could never guess.
I had to lose him. He was bad luck.
It's a real five-slapper, all right. Look at this, nothing else.
There is something else. Ever since you've been at Starlock 13, strange things are happening, very strange.
Really?
Yes. Only last night, an American plane was shot down close to camp. The pilot was seen to parachute to Earth. Yet our guards found no pilot. The next morning, we didn't even find an aeroplane.
That is strange.
Yes. Yesterday, a German baroness disappeared, a special friend of a cabinet minister.
Disappeared.
Defected is what she did. She was sighted, headed in the direction of this camp. Now the Gestapo are asking questions. Do I need the Gestapo asking me questions?
Just what is it you're implying?
I am implying that strange things are happening. Tanks disappear and end up in the recreation hall. Trains are blowing up. Out of a locked humidor, my cigars vanish.
Are you suggesting that I'm responsible?
I am suggesting nothing. But you are bad luck. I shall have to lose you.
Lose me? Oh, you mean send me home? Much as I appreciate that.
Silence! You will stay right here! Langenscheid!
Yes, Herr Commandant.
Call in Colonel Crittenden at once.
He is here, Herr Commandant.
Colonel Crittenden reporting to Camp Commandant as requested.
Colonel Hogan, may I present Colonel Crittenden of the Royal Air Force?
How do you do, Hogan?
Just shot down?
Months ago, been in Stellarg 18.
You had him transferred?
What is your exact date of rank, Colonel Hogan?
You know my date of rank. I guess he has about 10 years on me.
12, actually.
Makes him senior prisoner of war officer. Nice going, Clink. No offense to you, Crittenden.
Know how you feel, old boy. I'll pop in on you in the morning to take over, right after calisthenics.
We don't do calisthenics.
Oh, right after morning parade, then.
We don't parade either.
Well, well, quite a bit of shaking up to do, what? Commandant?
Nice fellow, eh, Helgen? Would you care for a cigar?
If I can't steal them honestly, I don't want them.
Colonel, you can't just take this lying down.
When you get the pink slip, you get the pink slip. I do hold out for an old watch.
Well, we're gonna do something about it.
What?
Well, we'll hold an election. That's it. That's the first time in military history. We'll hold an election. We'll get all the guys in the camp together and we'll just... or something like
that. Look, why don't we all escape, huh?
Hey, that's a great idea.
Hold it. We're not here to escape. There's work to be done.
What, under Crittenden?
This is bigger than any one man.
Say, have you told him about the Baroness?
Not yet. He's out doing calisthenics.
Oh, calisthenics?
No joking.
Wait a minute. The British didn't send this Crittenden to take Colonel Hogan's place.
Really?
And the French didn't send him. And the Americans didn't send him, so we can just ignore him. Right?
Hey, wrong!
He's senior prisoner of war officer now, and he's in charge of operations. Look, everything's gonna turn out just fine.
Yeah, that'd be fine, Colonel.
Morning, chaps.
Hello, Colonel. I'd like to introduce you to my staff. Sergeant Kinch is in charge of operations. Corporal LeBeau is our chef.
No need for that, old boy. Nothing against these fellows at all, but of course I'll choose my own. This my desk?
I was just clearing it out, yeah. The maid hasn't been in this morning.
Jolly good. Well, let's get down to business, shall we?
Colonel, there are a few things I think you should know about Stalag 13.
Of course, old boy. I picked them up already.
You have?
No calisthenics, which means flabby bodies, which means flabby minds, which means a flabby camp.
Flabby.
No parades, which means low morale, which means Jerry knows he's got us in a box, which means a bad show all round.
Bad show.
You realize since this camp was opened, there has not been one escape? Not one.
Bad show?
Terribly. It's the duty of every prisoner of war to make the utmost effort to escape and rejoin his own national forces. I myself have made 11 attempts.
No luck?
Caught every time.
Colonel, our operation here is not what you're quite used to.
Definitely, old boy. So let's get digging, chaps. Now I need some thin types down in the hold with me. Long arms. Dig like badgers, those types. Let's see. Uh-huh. Very good. We'll give you a try. What's your name, Corporal?
Newkirk, sir.
Bit flabby, but you're English. We'll take you.
Well, actually, sir, me mother's more Welsh. Well,
coal miners, the very best. We'll start digging this morning.
Colonel, before you begin, let me put a hypothetical case to you.
Yes, of course, old boy.
Suppose you were in a camp that specialized in helping other people out of Germany.
Other people? What other people?
Suppose a German who had lots of information about the German high command.
But that would be spying.
You could say that, yes.
In that case, which would be definitely bad form for prisoners of war, I would hand over any information I had to the German camp commander.
You would.
Like a shot. You don't happen to know any such operation, do you?
Just asking.
Good shot. Let's get to digging, men.
Happy digging. See you at parade.
Ten shot.
Colonel. No, Colonel.
Right turn. Double.
Bad show?
No, no, Colonel. Not even of you will I believe it. No.
A simple operation, really. We're all Air Force men. We saw the plane crash. We merely went out and got the parts, along with Lieutenant Harris. He's going to fly out of here.
How you got it in, I can almost believe, because it is here. But how you will get it up, and me in it, no.
We'll work out something.
But what?
We like to play these things like Eliza crossing the ice. It keeps us on our toes. When we figure it out, you'll be the first to know.
It is impossible. And somehow I think it will happen.
Thank you.
A fantastic operation. And a fantastic man in charge.
Well, actually, I'm not in charge. That would be Colonel Crittenden.
Who is that? Where is he?
At the moment, he's digging.
An escape tunnel?
Good man. Hope he makes it.
He's mad, you know. The whole thing's mad.
Thanks. Kind of primitive alongside the tunnels we've got.
Right. We could be at this for months.
Yeah, you know, it's enough to drive a man to escape.
I have to bite me tongue to keep from telling him.
Better not. Colonel Hogan, I'd bite more than your tongue.
Right. Well, maybe we'll have a cave-in. It'd be a nice, clean way out.
Duca! Get out!
Where are you?
You better watch your head.
Oh, thanks, Carl. Come on, give me a bucket. Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks.
I don't know how to go for Stuart, you know. I just really don't. It's one long thing. Up and down. In
Duca!
You have to admire him.
I'm coming, sir!
Hey, Colonel.
What is it, Kitch?
Listen.
Digging?
Sounds like it.
Is it one of them?
Worse, I think it's one of us.
What are you doing, Colonel?
Was he serious about turning us into the Germans?
Very serious.
We can't let him.
We gotta stop him.
Absolutely. We're just
right, all right, hold it. What you've got to realize is we're very limited to what we can do here. He's still in command. We can't go against the Articles of War. I mean, once discipline breaks down, we're no better than a mob. However, accidents will happen. Well, how are we feeling? Better?
Peculiar thing, Hogan. I can't remember a thing about the cave-in. Not a thing. Until these chaps had me out and above ground.
Bit of a close call, Colonel. The whole tunnel caved in. Had to give it up, I'm afraid.
Yeah, that took me. The project's a total loss.
That is too bad.
Now, the last thing I remember, or think I remember, but that's a bit thick.
Delusions? I've heard of that in cave-ins.
You have?
Definite medical phenomena. Like the man dying of thirst in the desert. Keeps seeing mirages of water holes.
Exactly. I thought I saw this large room, lighted, and... Do you know what was in it?
An airplane.
How did you know?
Symbol of freedom for a flyer.
Oh, yes, of course.
It's classic.
Oh, it's classic.
And you know what else?
A woman.
Why, yes.
Colonel, imagine it's been quite some time.
Well,
we can't have you going down digging tunnels, can we? A week's rest and you'll be as good as new.
Blast it all, Hogan. I can't sit here for weeks doing nothing. Our duty is to escape.
Naturally, but I don't see how.
Well, there are other ways apart from digging. Look here, this camp is laid out so a child could escape. Why, beyond the barbed wire there, the woods are ridiculously close.
Funny, I've never noticed.
Because you never thought about it. All we need is someone to create a diversion while we cut the wire and run for it.
Diversion.
Excitement, noise.
We got some Red Cross instruments for an orchestra.
Just a thing.
But we had to give it up. They were all kettle drums.
My dear fellow, the more noise, the better. Die Valkyrie.
Well, the Ride of the Valkyries, you know. Germans love Wagner anyway.
Well, I mean, we couldn't play while you're cutting through the wire.
Put something up at the other side of the camp. Have you no imagination, man?
Maybe if you went to Klink in a couple of days and asked for a big tent.
Couple of days? Huh. I'll do it now. Why, with a spot of luck, I could be out of here tomorrow night.
Really?
Oh, yes. I take you chaps with me, of course.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks. And you too, Hogan, if you had a bit of sand.
And leave the orchestra? Never seen me play kettle drums. Hi, Schultz.
Please.
You didn't know I played with Mount City Blue Blowers, did you? Schultz.
Please come home. I have a wife, I have a family, and a sole support. It would be worth my life to have female spies walking around the camp.
What?
Walking around the camp. Where did she come from? Don't tell me. But wherever it was, put her back.
It was unforgivable, of course.
Not only that, it could have been fatal. Why?
I should have told you. But I thought I could control it. You see, before I escaped, the Gestapo put me in a cell underground. Just now, I could not stand being underground anymore. I thought just a breath of air. Then I would go back down, but the guard spotted me. Oh, it was weak. It was foolish.
Fortunately, it was Schultz.
You have bribed him?
Just once. Since then, we keep telling him things he shouldn't know.
I think I could go into the tunnel now.
All right. Let me look around first.
It was all set. Klink fell for it like a ton of... Who's that?
Corporal Franston, one of my best. Our best.
Your best? Safe to talk in front of him?
Oh, perfectly, perfectly.
Quite.
Well,
we've got our tent.
Oh, great. I've got just the place to set it up.
Now, we've got to get to work on the wire cutters. And... You sure this corporal's all right?
All right? She's more than all right. She's... he.
What in blazes is a woman doing here?
Hiding, Colonel Crittenden.
And she's German, too.
Baroness Lily von Schlichter.
Hogan, don't you realize who this woman is? Don't you know we could all be shot if we're even found with her?
Oh, of course there's a little risk involved, but do you realize how many people are hurt each year in auto accidents?
War, our sole obligation is to escape. In every other area, we cooperate fully with the enemy powers. I regret I shall have to turn you in.
You're gonna hate yourself.
Are you threatening me?
Colonel Crittenden, you are a soldier. You have a soldier's code. I'm a civilian. I have no code. In my country, I'm considered a traitor.
I think I should tell you, Baroness, I'm not a man to succumb to the blandishments of a woman.
I do not speak to you as a woman, but as one who is fighting for the same cause. A traitor, if you will, who is fighting for honor to return to our country. If you wish to turn me in, I am ready.
Twenty-four hours. No more.
Just about right.
Odd, you know, Hogan. She's remarkably similar to the girl I saw in my hallucination.
You know what that means.
Know what?
You've got good taste.
Oh, thanks.
Bum ba bum bum bum, rum ba bum bum bum, rum ba bum bum bum. Incredible!
Yes, sir, Commandant.
How well they play, these prisoners. Would you believe it? This is their first rehearsal.
They must be trained musicians, sir, Commandant.
They play Wagner like Germans. You know, Helga, you know that the whole of our beautiful national soul, our culture, is expressed in the Ride of the Valkyries.
As a warrior, you must feel it deeply.
I do. Perhaps someday, as a fallen hero, I shall be carried off to Valhalla across the saddle of a beautiful German war maiden.
Such as you, my dear Helga.
Are you volunteering for active duty, Herr Kommandant?
Be quiet and listen to the music.
Where's the orchestra?
I'm talking about the airplane.
What airplane?
Kitch.
All ready, Colonel.
Okay, Lily.
This is too much. I must protest, please, Colonel Hogan. My family. Did I tell you I'm the sole provider? You should see how they can eat, please, Colonel Hogan.
Don't talk to me, Schultz. Colonel Crittenden's the senior officer in charge.
Where is he? Oh, don't tell me.
Blasted music.
They're letting the drums cool down, I wouldn't wonder, Colonel.
Ah, now, you chaps start cutting away here, and I'll go on down a bit and start cutting.
You're right, Colonel.
Blasted. Have to watch those little hooks, Colonel.
I'd love to see his face when he cuts that wire.
That's what I timber.
I only hope that he doesn't get it by the plane.
Why?
Because he'd break the prop, that's why.
I will never forget you.
What?
I said...
It sounded like a motor. It is a motor attached to an aeroplane.
Come on.
I'm begging your pardon, Colonel. You're outside the camp now. That makes Colonel Hogan the senior officer, and he prefers us to stay.
You're a disgrace to the British uniform.
Right, sir.
You better get moving, Colonel. You're in the middle of a landing strip.
What?
Fire, you don't talk. Fire! Fire!
Herr Commandant, Colonel Hogan.
Morning, Colonel Klink.
I want an explanation, Hogan, and I want it now.
Von Helga, take this down for an official report to Berlin.
Take what down?
About yesterday. Airplanes, falling down fences, music without musicians.
Hold that. Have you talked to Colonel Crittenden?
Colonel Crittenden is in the cooler for attempted escape, besides which he denies everything.
Now, frankly, Commandant, I do think what happened was pretty deplorable, and probably accounts for the rumors.
Rumors? What rumors? You heard something?
Nothing.
I'm being transferred, that's it, is it not?
You know, it's a funny thing. When I heard that music, I kept seeing you as a fallen hero, born off to Valhalla, across the saddle.
No, they can't do that to me, not with my record. Up to now, it's been perfect.
Mm-hmm. Not a single escape. We did make quite a team.
Take down an official report. Transfer Colonel Crittenden back to Starlock 18 at once.
But what about the official report to Berlin?
Yeah, forget it. Colonel Hogan, just tell me one thing. Was it really Colonel Crittenden who was responsible for yesterday?
Well, let's put it this way. We had to lose him. He was bad luck.
Thank you.